this is Jenny G, and this is a KXCI Conversation. Well, we here at KXCI, at Tucson's community radio station, are beyond thrilled to have an opportunity to touch base with Steve Martin and Martin Short coming to town on Sunday, August 26th. They're going to be at the TCC Arena for their show, An Evening You Will Forget for the Rest of Your Life. Thank you both so much for taking some time to hang with us.
Thank you very much. We're happy to be here, and we're happy to go there.
Well, do you guys have memories of Tucson, of the Three Amigos, of our beautiful little southwestern town?
As you know, we shot Three Amigos there, and we just had a great, great time. It was, first of all, Marty and Chevy and I were just getting to know each other. Both Marty and Chevy are hysterical people, and we just had a great, great time. I lived in Santa Fe for a long time, for several years. And so I love the Southwest. I just love it.
It was the perfect backdrop for the Three Amigos.
It certainly was.
You guys were just getting to know each other during that time of the Three Amigos. Do you two remember the first time you met and what your first impressions were of one another?
Well, I met Steve in June of 85, and I went to his house to pick up a script for Three Amigos. And that's the first time we actually met.
And what's an amazing coincidence is that we both met for the first time at exactly the same time.
Do you remember what you thought of one another?
I liked him.
Yeah, I mean, it was very brief. I was certainly impressed by this massive career, and to meet him was just exciting.
When did you guys decide to come back around together and work on this show that's coming to town, An Evening You Will Forget for the Rest of Your Life?
We started off doing this as a one-off, a kind of a premise. Ending the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival in the spring of 2011. It was very successful. More importantly, we had so much fun doing it. And we're reminded that we did, of course, have this natural chemistry and said, let's do it again. And we looked at it a few more times, and that evolved into, let's do a real show together.
What's your favorite part about getting back together and performing, and just the joy of the audience getting together and experiencing your guys' comedy?
Well, one of the things for me is it's going well. So we know we're not there desperately trying to make it work. We have a show we like, and we feel like the audience likes it. So actually we feel like we're delivering something. You know, you're delivering something that's worthwhile. They pay their money, and you want them to be happy. And so when the audience leaves happy, that's your purpose.
So I'm 41, and this interview and getting an opportunity to chat with the two of you is probably the highlight of my career and the opportunities
thank
that I've
you.
Had. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I had to call my best.
I don't know why that should be, but thank you.
Well, I had to call my best friend and tell her, like, okay, tomorrow I get to talk to Steve Martin and Martin Short. For my generation, the two of you and the crew that you created comedy with, you taught us how to laugh.
Thank you, but how do you feel about Marty?
Definitely an Ed Grimley fan. And I was talking to my best friend, and she actually told me that the first time her and her father laughed together was watching Two Wild and Crazy Guys with you and Dan Aykroyd. So,
oh, thank you very much. That really is heartwarming.
I mean, it's just nice. Do you enjoy that live feedback, that kind of stand-up live performance? I mean, I guess you must, because it's from SNL. And
there are many, many elements to this kind of evening, and part of it is just the group of people that you get to have a dinner with maybe the night before, or drinks with after the show. The actual hang of this show is really, really fun. And that's an important part of it. It's an enjoyable experience for everyone to be in each other's company. And I think that does translate to on the stage.
Well, we're delighted that you're going to be in Tucson coming on Sunday, August 26th to the TCC Arena. This is Steve Martin and Martin Short. I can't believe I'm saying that out loud. Talking here on KXCI. And once again, their show, An Evening You Will Forget for the Rest of Your Life, is coming to Tucson on Sunday, August 26th. So, Martin, I do have to give you a little shout out, because I have two small children, and your Cat in the Hat is perhaps on PBS one of my favorite kids programs ever.
Thank you. That's great.
Do you love
I've
doing
never
that?
Seen it.
You what, Steve? You've never seen it?
Oh, it's totally fun. Yeah, we're just kind of improvising around these words, you know.
It's so educational with this. You know, there's science, and there's, you know, learning about animals, insects, and all that good stuff. So it's really just a joy. I appreciate you both so much. And I think that's a wrap. Anything else?
Thank you very much. And we enjoyed it. Now I've got to see Cat in the Hat.
You have to watch Cat in the Hat. It is so well done. It is so much fun.
What's it on? What is it?
PBS. PBS Kids.
Okay.
What's it on? What is it? What is it?
You don't know the, you know the Cat in the Hat, of course.
Well, I know the Cat in the Hat, but I didn't know my best friend was in it. Nope.
You really didn't know.
I thought it was a movie or something.
Martin, what do you think about that character? What's it like to play
I
the cat?
I got nominated for an Emmy, you know, Steve.
No, that can't be
true. I never told you. No, I mean, for Cat in the Hat, I did.
Saying that can't be true.
All right, very good. Lovely.
Well, thank you. Thank you both so much. You have a wonderful rest of your day, and we'll see you when you come to Tucson.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.